got his column syndicated all over the country, writes for Politico. He's on NBC, Meet the Press quite a bit, and he's our Monday morning fave. Here he is, the great Rich Lowry. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? For the record, I hate Goose Duty.
it's such a problem, isn't it?
Is that the first time?
In a field or a golf course or something?
The worst.
It's gross. Totally gross.
But I got to think, Rich, and I don't know this for a fact, so I'm just assuming here, that in your career, which has become legendary, TV, writing, all over the place, I got to think that's the first time you've said duty in public.
You know, it probably is. I make history every week on this show, guys.
How do you like that?
See, Rich, we make you do?
Do it without you.
We make you predict who's going to win the presidential race every week. We make you say potty words.
Who knew? William F. Buckley's protege saying duty on the radio.
The equivalent of Goose Duty won the presidential race.
That is funny. Hey, talking about the presidential race, if I was going to ask you to give a grade to Biden, who's been in office now for about 6 weeks, what would that be?
Oh, a D minus or something?
Wow, a D minus.
Bad. I don't know what's. I don't know what's really been good.
Well, then how does Politico have a poll out that says his approval rating is 64%?
Yeah, well, he's definitely got a honeymoon. The vaccine effort's gone well, but it was going well pretty much before he started. You know, he said, I'm going to do 1 million a day, and we're already at 1.5. There's something on Axios yesterday saying we have the best vaccine effort in the world, which was inevitable. You know, we're going to have some stumbles out of the gate, and then we're just going to crush this thing, and the crushing has begun. And he said nice words, and I think that's what the people are reacting to. That's where you get the 64% from.
Yeah, plus the media really not covering exactly what he's doing with the pipeline cancellation, all the jobs that got lost along with that cancellation, and the open border policy, which is just absolutely insane what he's doing, and many other things. So the media ignores it, and they don't know. They obsessed over the impeachment thing, which, by the way, over this weekend, nobody talked about.
No, it's just like the other one. I remember the first one. You watch Democratic candidates out on the campaign trail at the same time Trump's getting impeached. It's supposedly this grave matter happening in Washington, and Elizabeth Warren and the rest of them on the campaign trail wouldn't even mention it. You know, so it was kind of just a DC and media thing. And this one was somewhat similar. You know, its yeah. imprint was almost nil. You know, what was it, a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I can't even remember.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone's moving on.
Let's talk about Governor Cuomo. Nobody's moving on from there. Everybody is talking about it. Seems to be bipartisan hate at this point. And now the attention has shifted from his political nightmare to what a lot of people, including me and Bernie, believe is a criminal, or should be, I should say, criminal nightmare. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, this is an enormous media fail, obviously. I mean, they made this guy into a hero when it was always clear at the beginning, at the very least, he wasn't a hero. You just look at the stats, and New York had one of the worst outcomes anywhere in the world, and the worst outcome in the United States besides, you know, New Jersey, perhaps. And it was clear that part of the reason was this disastrous mistake in the nursing homes. Still, he was doing his cute interviews with his brother on CNN, and he was contrasted constantly with Ron DeSantis down in Florida. And DeSantis was made into the villain, and Cuomo was made into the hero, and Cuomo took time off to write his book, glamorizing himself. And now it's clear they're lying about the nursing home deaths, and it looks like covering them up. And you got a number of federal investigations. You have Cuomo going into his typical mode, which is threatening anyone who's challenging him. So the scales have totally fallen away from a lot of people's eyes now. You had John Carl on ABC on Sunday asking Jen Psaki, does Joe Biden still believe that Cuomo is the gold standard?
Yeah, right.
No good response, and she wouldn't answer. Pushed her. So this is a debacle.
Yes, Rich Lowry is the editor of the National Review. He writes for Politico as well, and his latest column really is about Xavier Becerra, the Biden nominee for Health and Human Services, and it's entitled "What Kind of Bully Harasses Nuns." What's up with this guy, Xavier Becerra, Rich?
I mean, it's a ridiculous pick for HHS. He has no health experience, and he's a left-wing culture warrior, as exemplified by his lawsuit involving the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is the group, you remember them from the Obama years. The Obama administration was going to make them, in effect, cover contraceptions, which they're morally opposed to. This case goes up and down the court system. The Supreme Court finally vindicates them, and the Trump comes out with a settlement that allows them not to do this, which makes sense. Could have been left there, but Basaria files a suit challenging this exemption for the nuns, and this suit's been now dragging on for years, and there's another Supreme Court decision saying leave the nuns alone, and he's still not doing it. So this guy is the, in my mind, the one Biden nominee that has to go down, that must go down, that's totally runs totally counter to every nice word that Biden said about unity and bringing the country together, and he's not even qualified for the job.
Get him out! Get him out, Rich Lowry.
Out of here.
Hey, listen, I'll ask you one last quick question on the way out. The feud between Trump and Mitch McConnell right now, you wrote about that as well?
Yeah, so that was exploded last week. That'll be an ongoing theme in the party. Trump has the numbers and the passion. You know, he's got the grassroots with him in the way McConnell doesn't, but we'll see what it looks like in 2 years in 2022, where I'm just hoping in these primary fights we get electable candidates, because it'd be a shame if Republicans don't take back the House, where they're in pretty good position to do it. And same thing with the Senate. You know, they just need to pick up one seat net, and they take back the Senate, and then you can grind Biden to a halt.
All right, there he is, a kick-ass Monday morning. Oh, Domingo Germán, quickly, you want him on the Yankees, or are you one of those fans that don't like domestic abusers on your team?
I don't like domestic abusers, but I like good arms, you know.
But
so you live with it.
There's no butt.
There is a butt. I'm willing to take him. But Germán looks like he might be a head case in a really problematic way.
All right, that's a great answer. He did win 18 games 2 years ago. We're out to win baseball games, Bernie. Don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah, but he's not supposed to. he's not supposed to have hits. He's a pitcher.
All right. See what he did there? Very good. Hey, Rich, you're great. We love you, pal. Have a great week.
Great week.
Excellent job. Rich Lowry, National Review, Politico, Meet the Press, and duty, he said. That's right.